writing.
Mm-hmm.
These are half
as in, like, writing from prisoners?
Yep.
Or
yeah, prisoners writing
okay.
into them. Yeah.
Maybe.
That is a big culture of people writing to prisoners.
Yeah.
Like,
wait, so what is this? Oh, that game again. Okay.
That's the.
Do you guys mind if I go off for a smoke real quick?
Sure.
Well, no, you have to do this now.
Okay, we're doing
built in.
Okay.
It's good. It's all spruce on the back end.
Where's my. Oh my god, it tastes like a pine tree. I love it.
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah,
yeah,
it is yours.
Tuxedo?
Well, I'm going to try.
Pennsylvania tuxedo. Pale ale with Pennsylvania spruce.
Damn,
herbs.
That's great.
Isn't Woolrich, wasn't that made down
that's,
the road?
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
up there in Lockhaven, or
yeah.
close to Lockhaven.
Mm-hmm.
We went up there the once.
Yeah, we did. And it was cold in the winter.
Well, that's where the Pennsylvania tuxedo comes from. Because it's Woolrich.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
I didn't even see that when I bought it.
Oh my god, that's delicious.
What is it? What, I mean, what type of beer is it?
Laura, grab your purse.
IPA.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
These are those
okay,
guys.
Okay, like,
sure.
That's
decompress.
Delicious.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, there must be
a difference. Let me get this in order before we start.
Yeah.
Are we recording already?
Yeah.
Are we all cut
yeah.
Welcome to That's Uninteresting.
That's not even going to be on it.
Oh.
No, yeah.
You're going to edit it out. Bing, bing.
Bing, bing, boom, boom.
Bing, 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 bing.
Hey! Ay, 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 I got
one. I got one, I got one, I got one,
I got
one, I got one, I got one, I got one, I got two, I got two,
I got two,
I got two, I got two, I got two,
I got two,
I got two,
I got
two,
I got
two,
I got two, I got two, I got two, I got two, who needs two, I got two twos,
I got
three, I got three, I got three, I got three, I got
three,
I got three.
I got three, I got
three.
I still got two, I got
three.
Two.
I got
two.
Somebody,
I got two for somebody. I got two for somebody.
Somebody, two, two.
I got
three.
Yeah,
somebody,
you
got
want
three.
Two, I got two. Two.
Two
good ones, two good ones.
I got one.
I got one.
You
got
one.
Three.
I got
one.
I got two.
We just created
the
same.
Yeah, we sure did.
I got two.
I got two. I got two. It's right there.
I got
three.
I got two.
I got
two.
I got
two.
I got two.
I got
two.
I got
two.
I got
one.
I got two. I got
two. I got
one.
I got one.
I got
one.
I got
one. Oh my god. Okay, so I'll switch.
I got two. I got two.
Two. Two.
Two.
I got
two.
I got two.
I
got
two.
I got
two.
I want
two.
I want
two.
I got
two.
I got one.
No, that's not interesting.
Oh, hey, Jeff.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Okay. Welcome. Oh, hi, Melissa.
I'm Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Welcome to Alan's show. Hello?
Pablo?
Pablo? Laura, Hannah, and Nathan are here.
Going out for a smoke. I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
Welcome to the new episode.
Wait, is this Alan's beer or my beer?
Miami, okay. Of the most exciting podcast of all time.
We have a new website.
Yeah.
We have a new website. We've got special guests.
And a new website. It's a brand new day, but that's not interesting.
Brand new year.
Oh, yeah.
Not yet.
Brand new year.
Almost.
Welcome to the New Year's Eve episode. Because it's New Year's Eve when we're recording an episode.
Didn't we haven't we recorded an episode on New Year's Eve before?
That's one of the lost episodes, actually.
Yeah, I remember you being real dickhead to me that night.
Oh, no. If I remember correctly, you tried to set my shoes on fire.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Was that the night we covered each other in Sharpie?
No.
No, that was a complete... That wasn't even New Year's Eve. That was
just
like...
Just
a
Tuesday.
That was a Tuesday.
And I think that was the night that we glued everything in your apartment together and then sliced it up with a meat slicer.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that meat slicer. It was a good meat slicer.
Wait, remember that we should tell them the night about the time when we made that guy make tea. Jesus, that was the most disturbing.
That was the
New
Year's Eve.
That was in the summer, I think. What was it called? What's this? The one
chat roulette.
Chat roulette?
Oh, yeah. There are videos of that.
Of that? Of us doing that?
No. Not of that. But.
So this, you know about this? Chat roulette? Explain it to our listeners.
It's just exactly what it sounds like.
Your guests.
And our guests. Explain it.
I'm just wondering if our guests know what it is.
No, they don't.
No, we don't.
They don't. They want to
know.
Never
heard of chat roulette.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
It's like the greatest invention of the internet. It's the reason the internet exists, right? Like, you can hop on this thing and be connected with any stranger anywhere on the planet.
In three second increments.
And have, like, any kind of conversation. Just, like, get to know, like, a complete stranger somewhere on the other side of the world.
But, of course, people just use it for porn.
But all it is just people jerking off.
It really is. And we did this one night, and we landed on this one guy. Wasn't he from, where he was from some other...
Croatia.
He was, no, it wasn't Croatia.
That's the name of Google's Alexa.
Croatia?
Yeah, Croatia, yeah. Laura knows. Laura knows about
we landed on this
Croatia.
Guy, and he was sitting like in a dark spot, completely naked.
No, he had a shirt on.
Oh yes, you're right. He had a shirt on.
But
we couldn't see below.
We didn't know that yet.
And he was like typing stuff to us, right? Like telling us to like take our clothes off.
He was
or
like,
something.
"Take your clothes off. Let
we're
me
like,
see your dick.
Yeah,
suck each other's dicks." And then we're like, "No, we want to make some tea."
So we
so
made him basically get a
teapot.
Yeah.
And I was like, show us your teapot.
And he went, so we made him go get tea. And he made tea.
He did.
And then he just, at the last minute, he just took his camera and he was just freaking, well, the tea was freaking boiling. And that was at like 4 in the morning.
I
was great too because none of us expected it. So he like flipped the screen down and he was just like, and we all go, oh!
The entire time he'd been jerking off is the thing.
I didn't know that.
The entire time.
We thought he was just making
tea. We thought
tea.
He was a really nice guy. Just making some tea. But really, he was jerking off. He was getting off on just the idea of making tea with us.
He was a pretty nice guy, though. I mean, we talked to him for, like, 20 minutes.
Do you remember his name?
Croatia.
I think it was Timothy.
Timothy?
Yeah.
It's Croatian Dave.
Croatian Timothy. It's how I remember it.
Dave Asia.
It's Cortana, by the way.
Cortana.
No.
Cortana sounds familiar now that you say
it. That's Google's Alexa?
Yeah.
Well, who's Google Siri then?
I think Cortana.
Wait, what's the difference between Siri and Alexa?
Alexa's Amazon.
No, but I mean like functional.
Oh, Siri's Apple.
No, but do they all do? Do they all do the same thing?
One makes you tea.
One of them jerks you off, and one makes tea.
But you have to pay subscriptions to both, so you got to prioritize like tea or.
I could get really scalding though.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm just afraid of dropping tea.
Well, it'd be like those pink wieners that you put in the microwave.
I don't put any pink wieners in the microwave. Maybe you do. You know,
really,
like
really shitty hot dogs that like you put in the microwave and it's just like.
Do you know why all hot dogs look the same?
And you call them pink wieners?
Well, I call the cheapest, like, nasty ones with the artificial pink, like, stuff in it, you know, like, 50-cent pack of 8. I call those pink wieners, yeah.
But
differentiate them from, like, real hot dogs.
I thought you were a vegetarian.
Yeah, but I'm a vegetarian.
You stopped blind.
I've been calling them pink wieners since, like, high school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know why all hot dogs look the same?
I do.
Why?
You told me earlier.
I did. Oh, yeah. I did tell you earlier.
Because, what's the secret?
All hot dogs look the same because they're inbred.
You should say they're inbred.
I did say they're inbred.
No,
you
I'm not.
Inbred.
Inbred,
you
like deliverance.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to be like, because they're all in a bun. Like, I didn't get the...
And that's the problem with this joke.
No, this is actually because I told it to my mom, and she's like, because they're not good for you. And I was like, this is a great idea. Like, when you tell jokes, you should make a list of all the people that, like, of all the answers you get that aren't the right answer, and then that should actually be the joke. So the joke would be, hey Pablo, do you know why all hot dogs look the same? Because they're not good for you.
That makes no sense.
Do you know why all hot dogs look the same? Because they're in buns.
Your answer.
They are in bread.
But the bun thing was good enough for me. I was like, oh yeah, because once you put in a bun, like, they all look the same. Like, I didn't think about the in bread. Because it was via text. So
that's
I didn't
true.
Think of, like, the in bread pun.
Oh, I think it works.
No, but I spelled it.
You have
it
to emphasize in or bread when you say that.
In bread.
No, they're
in bread.
Yeah, exactly.
In
when
bread.
You're saying deliverance in bread,
not
in
bread.
You
no, you
in
wrote,
in,
you
bread.
Wrote in bread.
In bread.
Yeah, but you can't infer from that.
No, I was
did
just,
he write
I,
in bread?
In the bread. He wrote bread, like the word bread.
Wait.
There's no way to write it. You have to deliver it orally.
Exactly.
In
well, how are you supposed
yeah.
to tell a joke?
I think it
via
works
text,
better.
Then.
Like, if
in
you
bread.
Had put INBRED, I'd be like, oh. But because.
Oh, so I did it backwards, kind
so
of.
So I thought, oh, the
no,
bun.
You sent that to me in the same way this morning, and I was like, ha ha.
Yeah, Melissa's just smarter than me.
No, it's
no,
not
she
bad.
Thought it, she was like,
I
she wrote back and she's like, that's
these
so funny.
Fucking dad jokes.
No, oh, Jeff has the best jokes. One of my favorites, I don't know what the joke was exactly, but the punchline was, I'll just make it up.
Yeah.
It's
just
the
inverse of his other theory.
One of them was like, my monkey doesn't even drive a Lexus. I swear to God, that was one.
No, no, you're thinking of
no,
the
no, no, no. Okay, this is the one. What form of transport do ballerinas like?
Yes, it's brilliant.
The tutu twain. So bad.
What?
Tutu.
How does the ballerina get to work in the morning? She takes the tutu train.
Did you?
Oh,
say,
so
but
bad.
You said
oh.
Tutu Twain.
Yes.
Oh yeah, Tutu Twain.
No, that's what Mark Twain called him.
Sorry, I have a list.
No, but
I think
no. When
Durf
you originally told this
Twain.
Joke, you said Twain.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
no,
you fucking
no,
did.
No, I didn't. Everybody,
you had to.
No, I didn't.
You say Tutu Twain.
No,
because
I said Tutu ones... Train, and you guys forced me to change it to Tutu Twain, which I did not want to do, and still am not. Sure that it's the right thing to do.
That joke makes no sense otherwise.
It has to be Twain.
It absolutely makes sense because ballerinas wear tutus. So this weather is unseasonably cold.
No.
It's unseasonably cold. All right, wait.
No, it's seasonal and we have a new segment. It's real weather right now.
Real weather right now with Merlinder Hindergrinder.
It's fucking cold.
That was real weather right now with Merlinder Hindergrinder. Oh, did you guys know that negative 40 Fahrenheit is negative 40 Celsius?
Really?
It is.
That's
no,
where they
meet. That's where they meet, really?
Yeah. That's
according
where
to
meet.
Pablo.
That's where they meet.
That doesn't mean, no, that doesn't make it.
Look it up.
What
look
about
up.
Kelvin? Kelvin Klein.
Kelvin Klein? Yeah, he's dead.
Negative
put him on the list. Kelvin Klein, out.
Yes, we're compiling our list of celebrities that
oh,
may
yeah.
or may not die in 2018. If you'd like to, if you'd like to contribute to the list, you can send us an email at thatsnotinterestingpodcast.com. @gmail.com.
Is that
I don't know.
You
know I haven't. I
have
it.
You have the email.
I do. I do.
You go to the website. It's thatsnotinterestingcom.com.
So yeah. Oh no, that's really exciting news. We have a new website domain name. It's that's not interesting.
Really does taste like a pantry.
Com.com.
Really
yeah. That's not interesting. com.com. Though if you're listening to this,
I'm sorry.
It's safe to assume you already know.
Because you found it on the website.
You somehow stumbled into this Google's worst of 2018 list or something.
Which hasn't been compiled yet.
Not yet, but we're definitely
be,
there.
We're make
yeah.
It. Yeah, we're
absolutely
there.
There.
Yep, retroactively.
Where's
or
snacks?
What's the. He's still in the
bathroom. Actually, it was about
oh,
to
shit,
out.
There he is.
Yeah, he came out. Yeah, Snacks was there,
oh,
and then I went to say hi,
oh,
and
then
he ran away.
Guys, Snacks is
Sweet
making
the
an
appearance.
There you go.
Where'd he get? Where's
that snack?
It's
he's
the
like,
snack show.
Oh,
he's
into your room.
Uh-oh.
You think that's okay?
What's going on?
Are you allergic?
Let's see what he's doing.
No, we have cats.
I hope he doesn't pee on you guys, that's all.
Let's do an interview segment with our
sure.
guests.
Yeah, let's do an interview. Let's... Go ahead. We are very lucky to have guests in the studio.
So
tonight.
Many guests this evening.
How did you guys find the studio?
Yeah, how did you find us and tell us the
you
way you
us
got
up
in?
At the 30th Street station.
Yes, but what made you want to come into the That's Not Interesting Studio Studios?
I see snacks.
Yeah, come here, Snacks.
Snacks.
Aww.
I bet, yeah.
Including
guys,
guacamole.
Yeah.
Snacks, your friends are here who you haven't seen in like 3 years. No way, not that long, right? 2 years?
Yeah.
No way.
Three and change.
Oh, God.
When did you move? It was 2015?
Yeah, 2 years.
So,
and
what,
and a half
the spring of 2015 or summer?
Summer, our lives are passing us by.
Who else are they going to pass
it's
by?
It's true.
We're so old.
We're fucking
no,
old.
No, we're not. We're old as shit.
I'm young as poop. Yes, it's
what
fresh
is,
and hot.
Nathan,
unless
what is
like
the
fossil,
youngest
like,
poop you
yes.
ever ate?
True. What's the youngest piece of poop you ever ate? Tell the truth.
Go for it, Nathan.
Yo, man, you are a hard-hitting interviewer.
I'm the Tony Blair of...
Who was the most recent poop?
Oh,
good
who,
question. Who pooped most
yeah.
recently?
Wait, who's
I
in the bathroom?
Out. Might have been me. Who's in the bathroom now?
Who's in
the
bathroom
now?
I don't think I
are we counting the cats?
Can we, we have a
big
litter box. It's time for a sponsor, sponsor
yes,
message.
Who is this episode
okay.
sponsored by?
Clearly
it's
the Shape
box.
Store.
The Shape
right.
Store? Can you give a little spiel about the Shape Store?
The Shape Store has gone out of business.
It's what?
Oh no!
We don't know how to make shapes!
What are you talking about? According to
you? We don't
to
have
you.
Any shapes left? You
we
know, it's very,
out
it's
of
very
shapes.
Hard to compete with Amazon.
The Federal Shape Administration has shut you down.
So we got caught making counterfeit shapes.
That's terrible. That's brutal.
I know.
How come I am a part owner of the Shape Store? How come I didn't hear about this?
Because I've been doing all this shit behind your back.
You've been making fake shapes without me when I'm out there making squares?
I gotta tell you, I'm handing out fake shapes.
How many days of squares have I just spent 8 hours a day making, 10 hours a day making triangles?
You're 90 degrees, 90 degrees, 90 degrees, 90 degrees. I mean, if it's like 86, it's close enough.
Oh my God. And we got audited? The state came in and they said, your shapes are all off. God damn it. The last episode we did, I want to harken back to the debate we were having, and we can actually bring our guests, are thrice.
Not this one. I don't want any.
You don't want to do this?
Not this
is the one that ruined the podcast for almost a year, I think.
Well, why are you bringing it back?
Because
don't do it.
No, it has to be brought up. You don't even know what it is, do you?
I know exactly where you're going with it.
No, you don't.
I do.
You don't.
I
don't is this interesting?
It.
No, it's not.
Okay. It's not. No,
yeah.
It's
so
not.
So this is apropos.
Alright, fine. Go ahead and ruin everything again.
I don't remember please. What it was, actually.
Well,
it was about what's harder.
Can we...
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Yeah.
What was it, though?
Don't do it.
No, come on, help me out here.
It was really insensitive.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was. It what really was.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Yo, what's harder though, being insensitive or being inconsiderate?
Well, what? That's a, what's the distinction?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of see those as the same.
No, being
inconsiderate
is totally different than being insensitive.
Okay,
inconsiderate,
I can see the difference.
Inconsiderate feels more like
an action.
Relational. Insensitive is kind of like a bigger
it's
picture.
It's more nebulous.
And this was insensitive because it was like dying of cancer or surviving incest.
No, it was not. It was
that, wait, that's
no,
never
it was not. It was
but
not
this
what
is a good
was.
Question. Let's dive into
it
that.
It was not what
and
that
it
was not.
It wasn't
what it was.
Hard, it's
no, it was not.
Hard,
it was bad. No, it was what is harder.
Oh God!
Getting,
I forgot about this.
Getting your
no,
hand
no,
cut
no,
off.
No!
And killing,
don't.
Like strangling yourself to death without after you get your hands cut off. But still managing to strangle yourself to death or getting hit by a car that you're driving.
But that had nothing to do with it.
Which one's harder? And not harder as in more difficult, as in more badass.
I think we should just, like, cut scene to, like, and now we're somewhere
and
else,
now.
Right?
Well, you're the editor.
And now.
I'm not.
And now for something.
I'm the brains of this thing,
yes.
Not the computer tech guy.
Now for something completely different.
No, but no one's ever. So no, then we'll bring this back every episode because you won't. You refuse to answer the question.
It was,
what's harder?
It was resolved.
Strangling yourself after your hands got cut off,
two,
or getting
one,
hit
seven,
by a car that you're driving.
Part C. We already resolved it. It was resolved.
No,
yeah,
we couldn't
yeah.
resolve it because he couldn't understand what it was meant by harder.
Well, I don't understand why you have to say harder.
What's harder?
Because you're
as in we go hard. Hard as a motherfucker.
No.
Hey.
I'm pretty sure we, like, resolved this in the last episode.
Yeah, this happened already.
This is already... This was taken care
this
of.
I
really
told you I was
going to
ask our guests.
Right,
so what's harder, cutting yourself?
But it's already been taken care of.
Not by our guests who are doing a podcast.
I'm walking away.
What's harder?
As in more badass.
strangling yourself after you... To death. After you cut off your own hands. Or have them cut off by some enemy of yours, apparently. Or running yourself over with a car that you're driving.
I don't think that's what it was. I
don't
even
do
that.
Do you mean that you have to still be in the
like
car?
Killing
yourself
with your own hands.
Like,
yeah,
driving, you set the wheel, turn,
push it, and then run in front of it.
Okay.
So
we've got the idea down. But what's harder?
Then strangle yourself with your hands cut off.
It is? Why?
Yeah,
it's
because you're
personal.
Yeah, you already cut your hands off.
You could use your feet.
Wow. So
no,
that's
you
hard.
Don't have to.
Wow.
No, because you can also, like, make a move.
With your feet.
Or you could just jump off a building. You don't need hands to jump off a building.
But you can't strangle yourself like that.
Oh, you have to strangle yourself.
Yeah.
Well, you could tied a pre-made noose and put it around your neck, and then cut your hand off, and then jump off the building and strangled yourself.
Yes. But what's harder?
And in that case, under that scenario, I'd say like running yourself over with a car that you're also driving. That's also more cinematic.
It is. Yeah.
That is cinematic.
Yeah.
But
and if you're talking about harder as badass, then more cinematic is probably better.
Yeah.
Although I have to put in whatever the opposite of a plug is for the film Ghost Ride the Whip.
What?
I don't know what the opposite of a plug is, but don't watch
what's the film?
Ghost Ride the Whip.
Ghost Ride
the
what
Whip.
What is the opposite of a plug? A warning?
It's a raspberry.
Yeah.
It sounds great, but it was an awful documentary.
What is it?
Ghost Ride the Whip.
What is it?
What's it about?
So you put the car in neutral, like going down a low grade hill, and then you get out and you dance around and on the car.
And they made a documentary about this.
Yeah,
yes, Ludacris is in it.
What are you ghostwriting?
The whip.
The whip.
Your whip. Why is a car referred to as a whip?
Because you whip around.
Turns?
Interesting stuff, right?
I guess. No, I get that.
All right. How long is the documentary?
An hour
like
and a half.
Minutes.
There's a community of people that do this?
In California, in
it
fact.
It was a thing, yeah.
And then maybe in the South.
It's not. No, it was.
Or is it
the early aughts?
But no, I said the South. But is it specifically California?
It's California.
Yeah. So you guys probably have ghost rided your whips and just haven't noticed.
Since I never put the car in neutral, I'd probably.
We could go try it now.
No,
it's
okay.
It's actually really dangerous to ghost ride.
Apparently it works best when it's 15 degrees out.
It's from the Bay Area.
Thank you. Our resident researcher.
At Google.
On the podcast. What else are you learning?
I'm still reading.
You just, because your head's down, you look sad.
And they, reading the Wikipedia article on Ghost Ride the Whip.
Sorry.
Is this a one-way street?
No, it's not.
No way.
Why?
I don't know. There's a honking horn.
We can Ghost Ride the Whip out there if you want.
People drive like dicks down this road.
Yeah, they do.
They drive that way everywhere in the city.
That's true also.
In its most basic definition, ghost riding the whip involves a car in motion with no one operating it. The closest thing that can come to describing ghost riding the whip is perhaps the Chinese fire drill that was popular back in the
1950s. Okay, yes.
In the 50s?
However, unlike the Chinese fire drill, the car remains in motion with no urgency to get back into it. In fact, the driver and passengers will walk next to the car as it casually rolls down the street, with thumping music playing at extreme volumes as the riders participate in freeform dance within close proximity to the car. Often, the occupants of the vehicle will climb on the hood and roof, expressing themselves in dance high atop the automobile.
The writing.
I think we need to see a YouTube video of this.
What is it? They do something crazy like that in like Middle Eastern countries. Like maybe it's just speed racing. I don't know. Like,
dude, they do that shit in the Poconos. And the Poconos is so weird because like it's all these like dropped Hondas that have like 3-inch clearance and like the floor lights and shit. Like, dude, you know it's a Civic, right? And then they'll like race on like the not even like the actual highway, but like the service roads.
Speaking as someone who knows nothing about cars, what's wrong with the Civic?
Civics are great, but it's not like this sports car that
it's
you
like
would
a practical
lower the suspension
yeah.
and like have
it's
these
like
fucking
economic practice.
Yeah, it's like silly to
point
put
a
lot of money into
it's not
like
a flashy car. It's
okay.
Like
making
car.
It flashy when it's not a flashy car.
There's like a whole community of like drop Civics there. It's so fucking dumb. Also, if you live in the mountains, why in the shit are you dropping your suspension? Like, that makes no sense to me at all. Never watch. It's so dumb.
I'm in the
they all, like, hang out in the strip mall parking lot.
Yeah, in where I grew up, they used to hang out in the Dunkin' Donuts parking lot.
Wawa
here. Kids.
Wawa.
Wawa for me, too.
Really? Wawa? We had a
Sonic.
Where's that?
So we've all experienced this? The car kids?
It wasn't car kids. It was just a 24-hour, like, food stops.
I didn't do it personally.
Populated by, like, the kids who would have, like, all their cars, like, their hoods open and everything. I had that. Like, people who would be like, let's go to Dunkin' Donuts and open up the hood of our car and talk about it.
Like Kmart here in Chico.
Really?
Yeah.
What is up with that?
Well, it's not like really Kmart. It's across the street from Kmart in front of the pet adoption store.
Special Kmart.
Yeah, I can put this on the case right behind you.
Is Chico like a more conservative place than what you think of most of California?
Yes. Well,
yeah.
Chico
well,
itself is not particularly conservative, but the entire county around it is, and everything north and south of Chico is, too. There's actually a secessionist movement there from
what?
The 40s.
State of Jefferson.
Called the State of Jefferson.
With the Confederate flags and stuff?
No, no.
It's Nazis.
No, it's a green and yellow flag with two X's on it, and they want to call it the State of Jefferson, and it's supposed to represent the agrarian ideal, like, Jefferson wrote about because it's
that's
all
so
rural,
stupid.
Yeah, and farming country.
But it's not even like the old farmers are probably Mexican.
No.
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 Not that far north.
Oh, okay.
Like, all the landowners, at least, are...
Are white.
Are white.
Yeah.
But all the laborers are migrants.
But what about the workers?
Yeah. Plenty of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they just...
But, like, the farther north you get, the less and less, like, orchards... There are, and it's more like cattle grazing, especially in like
cowboys, baby.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
pretty much. So the state of Jefferson's been around since the 40s, and it would be the northern counties of California, and then the southern counties of Oregon as their own state. And
yeah.
They feel like the Bay Area and Portland don't represent their politics, so they would secede from the two states and create their own union, or their own state.
It is second gen.
They also complain about, like, water
yeah.
use. Like, Southern California taking all the water
yeah.
from
Are
Northern
you
California.
Ready for pizza?
It should still be warm. Put it back in the oven.
I'm not having pizza until midnight.
I'm with you. I'll have a beef pizza at midnight.
Well, fuck, you should have told me that. I would
California seems very complicated. Like, I don't know if there's anywhere I
want
to live in California. It's either, like, it's too expensive for me to ever want to be able to live there, or it's, like, way too
Ooh,
kind of, like, conservative. Borderline, like,
yeah.
neo-Nazi.
Chico's, I think, probably a happy medium.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Sacramento, though, is kind of shitty, right?
We like Sacramento.
Oh, really?
I've
a
heard
lot.
That.
Yeah, we had a
Did you see Lady
there.
Bird?
Yeah.
She ain't ever going back.
Really?
She's in Europe right now.
I guess it depends on what part of Sacramento.
Are you talking about Eleanor Roosevelt?
About?
No, the movie.
Oh, it's
Sacramento.
Supposed to be really good, right?
Yeah, it is good.
It is
like
good?
It.
Yeah. There's nothing to do with.
I think LA seems to be maybe the only place that's like maybe affordable and interesting to live in.
I don't
know. And that's kind of sad to say.
It's interesting, but I wouldn't want to live there.
Have you guys
yeah.
been down there?
I've been as far down as Pasadena.
Oh, thank you.
What's he doing?
Pasadena and Santa Barbara. I drove from Chico down there to go to a conference.
I feel like I could live in LA.
See many fucking people.
I love it.
Shitty traffic.
Yes, you're in a car all day.
Sorry.
And, you know, now wildfires burning out of your house.
I guess the trick is to, like, live somewhere where you don't really have to drive.
Rupert Murdoch.
Just not in California. You
San do. Francisco.
I love San Francisco.
I do too, but so expensive.
There was a billboard that a friend of ours posted. He grew up in San Francisco that said, houses in the low millions. And it was not ironic.
Yeah, I bet.
It was just, like, straight
but
up.
But, I mean, visiting it. Was really fun. I had a great time.
Yeah. It's great for visiting.
Every time I went there, I was like under a spell. And I was like, I'm going to live here.
Yeah.
And then I would leave and I'd be like,
I just wish I could marry Danny Tanner.
I was talking to.
What's that? Can
some,
you do this?
I had some friends visiting from New York and they're talking about a friend they had whose one bedroom apartment in San Francisco was $4,000 a month.
Wow.
I heard a couple of people talking about buying a house that was built in, like, the 70s and hadn't been, like, redecorated since then. That was $1.6 million.
Has San Francisco always been that expensive to live in?
No, it's okay. Silicon Valley.
Well,
yeah.
It's always
Literally
been an
Silicon.
Expensive city, but I think, like, now it's, like...
Especially in the past 15, 20
well,
years.
What about
it's like
Oakland?
Crazy.
Oakland's... It's almost as expensive as New York.
It's
what? Like,
what?
It's like
Oakland?
Yeah,
San
it's a
Francisco as a whole is
aesthetic.
Considerably more expensive than New York.
Yeah.
As a whole.
That's
yeah.
incredible.
No, it's the fourth most expensive city in the country.
Oakland was like farther behind, but everyone who's
been
couldn't afford San Francisco
yeah.
so
was moving to Oakland.
And
then
now that's
and now people from San Francisco are moving to Portland.
Yeah.
There's a house that was put on the market in Chico after we bought ours that was significantly smaller and somebody put cash on the bill like 200 and...
It was like significantly smaller than ours or, you know, by like it's a small two-bedroom house. It's like a couple hundred square feet smaller. And but the asking price was $50,000 more than the asking price for ours.
Get the fuck out!
And
Jesus.
Somebody paid cash for it.
Cash.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Done.
We saw it, we're like, nobody's going to pay that.
And it was gone.
Wow. So you said it's the fourth most?
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco.
No, Oakland.
Oakland.
San Francisco is the most expensive.
I was going to say, okay.
Yeah.
And then,
it's probably,
what, New York,
I think
LA,
New York
Oakland?
City is kind of divided into the borough, so it would be like San Francisco, Manhattan, maybe Brooklyn, and then
So
and
they
then
separate Brooklyn and Manhattan.
I think so, yeah. It's definitely, it's one of the most expensive, even though there's nothing there.
Is Chicago expensive?
It's a bit more than Philly.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't feel like Philly is that bad, right?
It's getting bad, though.
Is it?
It's not bad yet, though.
Yeah, it's not compared to other places, but rents have gone up so much in the last couple years.
Well, that last place I had that was the size of this kitchen.
It was bigger than this kitchen.
I was paying way too much for that place.
You paid like $500 for that place.
No. You must be thinking of the place before that.
The place
where I lived with Melanie.
Up 50th and Pine. Right?
50th and Spruce. But yes. That place I paid $700 for.
Oh, I didn't know it was that much.
Yeah. Which was a fucking disaster. Like, I mean, it was a ripoff.
I don't think you could get that place for that price now.
What?
That's probably the same price. I assume it's the same.
It's incredible. It's just up and up and up. But that place had the really great distinction of new segment on the show. The story is about laundry. You've heard this.
I've heard the story.
I don't think I ever told you guys this story. And Melissa will be grateful not to have to hear it again. One day I took a half day at work for whatever reason, and I got home at noon. And I went downstairs with my laundry.
I think I've heard the story.
Oh, okay. Then never mind. I won't tell
you. Is this the guy shitting in the...
Shit in the dryer? Yes. Yes, I did tell you. I guess I tell everybody this story.
Yeah.
The lady was like, you don't want to go in there. I'm like, why? And she's like, somebody's shit in the dryer. And I'm like, what are you talking about, lady? And she's like, go in there and look. And I opened up the dryer and there's human shit.
Oh, my God.
In the dryer.
Is there just one dryer?
No, there were like four.
And there was shit in all of them?
Just one.
Oh, good.
Well, I imagine like,
kind of that's enough.
They're like connected. It's like,
no, it's not. Like, yeah.
No,
so it's the shit in the dryer.
The thing is, you can't get into the building without someone either letting you in or having like the code.
Yeah.
To be like, you know.
I wonder if they were getting evicted, maybe.
So someone out of spite.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Or maybe
emergency.
Yeah.
Emergency, gotta go in the dryer.
I'm sure, I mean,
some people
have you never thought about shitting in the dryer?
Since then, not prior to that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like all warm.
Look, I've shit in weird places, man.
I've heard stories about just
one time I had some bad eggs and I had to pull over in a bush on my way home from the diner.
We cut shot to like the guy who has to clean that bush.
Yeah. What? Who's cleaning bushes?
He's just the bush.
Whose job is it to
guy.
Clean the bush?
He's just going is around
that
cleaning
Gavin
bushes. He's like, oh yeah.
Sick
again.
Gavin Rosdale.
Once again.
Take that, 1995.
Cleaning the bush.
They actually were on tour and played in Reading, which is north of us.
Really? Wait, you have a Reading north of you?
Reading,
California?
California.
You have a Reading north of us in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's well.
The Wolf Sanctuary.
Where Taylor Swift is from.
Yeah, but her father was from just outside of.
Do you still like Taylor Swift?
Well, here's the thing. Zena LaVey, Anton LaVey's.
Zena Warrior Princess.
Is it Zena? Anton LaVey's daughter looks exactly like her.
What? With the threat.
Anton LaVey is
the founder of the Church of Satan.
Yeah.
Look it up. Look it up.
Atheistic
Satanism.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're talking about like taking a picture of her like in like some kind of like a Sarah Jesse Raphael show.
Yes.
Or, oh, okay.
And she
yeah.
looks just like Taylor. Have you ever seen
yeah.
this? Give me if someone's look this up on the phone for me.
I don't know the code.
I don't know whose phone that is. I feel I don't want to do it.
Oh
but
God,
anyway,
I
did not like her newest single. And
you didn't like her newest single? Like, who's Sally
but
Jesse
Raphael?
Are you out of your fucking mind?
So you don't know that Jeff loves Taylor Swift?
I know, but I don't know a single song of hers.
Taylor
are you
Swift
lying?
Did, what I've heard is she's
Wait.
A white supremacist now.
No, she's not.
That's what I heard.
Not true.
No, I'm not kidding
she
around
went,
about this.
She's not.
Taylor
no, she's
Swift
not.
Is a white
I just didn't like that last song. I thought
if
it was
you
really
like Taylor
you should
Swift,
listen to the album.
Like
it's good.
The whole album
supremacy.
Is good? Will that song grow on me?
No, I still don't like
you
that
can,
song.
Can keep blathering on about it, but if you like Taylor Swift, you like...
Taylor Swift's image has been appropriated by white supremacists, but
okay,
she's not.
So there you go.
How
so,
is she being appropriated by white
she's
supremacists?
She's like an
Aryan. She's a white supremacist. That's all. Taylor Swift is
I don't
the
think
voice
there's
of
Tommy Lahren. Nothing about her that's interesting.
Tommy Lehrer needs to go on the list.
She's very good for
the
show.
Calvin Klein.
She's not interesting.
Oh, yeah,
put Calvin Klein on there too.
He's a ghost presence on there.
I don't know. I think I can't articulate, especially under such pressure. But I think the fact that Taylor Swift is not interesting is what makes her interesting.
She's a white supremacist.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
There we go.
New segment. Who's a white supremacist now?
Oh my god, yeah. All right. Let's get out of our system.
Let's get into it.
Now everyone.
Richard Spencer.
Well, he's always been a white supremacist, but I'm gonna put this out. JFK.
JFK is a white supremacist.
No.
He's always been a white supremacist.
That is like his. This is like a lazy bath.
Yeah.
You're right.
Exactly.
Bobby was the only good Kennedy. I'm gonna say it right there.
Yeah, Bobby was a good Kennedy. JFK Kennedy was a white supremacist.
JFK Kennedy.
JFK Kennedy was a white supremacist. I'm just putting it out there. He was a bad white supremacist too. He's always just being like,
no, but really, who pulled the trigger on Kennedy?
Who pulled
the trigger on Kennedy?
Alright,
we will never know.
That's next week.
That's not interesting.
No, wait, what can we talk about the Kennedy assassination?
Well,
that's totally not interesting.
They were supposed to reveal kind of documents this year.
Yeah, because Trump, man, he was like, I'm going to just do this because I want to.
No,
he's the real man.
It was due to come out.
He was doing it.
Yeah.
But I don't think they revealed everything. One of the more interesting articles, I'm not going to talk about that because this is not interesting.
This is not interesting.
No, go ahead. Just talk about it in a non-interesting way.
This is not interesting.
No, those chips must be.
Welcome to That's Not Interesting. We're your hosts. My name is Jeffrey V. Miller.
All right, I'll say it. They were considering bombing Miami to blame it on Fidel.
No, that's
because
of Will
JFK.
Smith.
Such a leader of
white supremacist JFK Kennedy.
He's gonna bomb Miami.
It still could happen because of Will Smith.
What?
Will Smith is white.
Did you see? We should watch Bright.
Yeah, I've heard bad things.
Yeah.
I've not seen it. I've heard bad things.
It's supposed to be a really.
A nightmare?
Well, a commentary on race relations.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, I heard about this.
A badly done one.
Yeah, yeah. Like that Pepsi commercial. Wait, what's
that? Where Michael Jackson Burton catches his hair on fire?
No, that was a great one. That actually ruined his life, and that's why he got into painkillers and whatnot.
And white supremacy.
And child molestation.
I don't believe he did that.
You don't believe he did that? Let's talk about that.
I don't either.
In a non-interesting way. You don't believe it?
I'm so glad.
Michael Jackson.
I think Michael Jackson was doing like a bunch of like shit that like maybe the powers to be were like really
define that
upset about, and then they started a whole campaign against him. I think that's what the actual story
is. Who are these powers? Are you talking about the Illuminati?
Yeah, whatever you want to call them. You know? The white supremacists.
Michael Jackson was a white supremacist, didn't you know?
No. He fought against them.
How is he fighting against it if he tortures himself to look white?
No.
I think we'd have to ask Macaulay Culkin.
Well, I think
no
Macaulay
one's willing to do that.
Is a key there.
Didn't he say something earlier this year?
About that?
Yeah.
About what happened at Neverland.
Remember.
That sounds familiar to me.
Yeah.
He said what?
I don't know. I mean, I saw a headline about Macaulay Culkin finally.
If you look at Michael Jackson's later work, there's like a lot of interesting statements there. There's like, what's the song that like...
I believe I can fly.
Yeah, that's another guy. There's one. It's like I don't care what you think, but they're like never gonna care about us, right? And
him and his monkey.
And then, no. There's a music
blanket.
Video.
Yeah,
where
that's
there,
like, his son.
You're right. That's
it's
his kid
about,
that he threw off the
it's,
land.
It's all about
he threw his kid
like
off
African Americans in prison.
He threw his kid
and
off.
Stuff.
He threw his kid at Angela Lansbury. Put her on the list.
Also, Michael Jackson is on the record being like, I was supposed to have a meeting with some people.
Yeah, but
on
think
September 11th in like the World Trade Center.
Shut the fuck
I'm
up.
I'm not making this up. He was like, I didn't feel good that day, and he didn't get out.
You saying so that 9/11 was an inside job. Now we have really hit peak. Not interesting.
I mean, 9/11 was the thing.
Do you have any tinfoil?
Yeah, can we get some tinfoil, please?
We can record the folding of tinfoil hats.
Michael Jackson did have his pilot's license.
To get out of
no,
here.
I don't
to
know.
Get out of here as soon as possible.
Tinfoil. Tinfoil.
The foil wrap has arrived.
You get the 2017 foil award. True, and did you know that there's a difference? There is one foil, one's aluminum. But there's a historical difference, too.
And there's, like, a UK difference because they say aluminium.
What's the aluminium?
That's not how you spell it.
That's not how you spell
Isn't
it.
Isn't that, like, a
pandemonium
thing?
Is what you spell it.
Do they spell it like that there?
No.
They just say it wrong.
Yeah, but they say
they
all kinds of crazy
pronounce.
Shit.
They just don't speak right.
But they're,
like, yeah, they're, just,
but they're
they
adding extra letters
English.
And syllables to the word
but
that
are
there.
It's fancy.
A trunk is a boot.
It's just one extra letter.
Aluminium. And an 18-wheeler is named after some woman.
If you're one of our many listeners in the United Kingdom...
Thank
please,
you for your service.
Thank you for your service during World War II. And please send us an email. At,
we saved your ass.
At what's our email address?
That'snotinteresting.com@gmail.com.
That's not interesting.
No, it's that's not interesting.
Podcast.com@gmail.com.
@gmail.com.
It was actually the Soviets that saved their asses.
Yeah.
Soviets are
everybody's.
Everybody's
ass. Well, yeah, because
of
the cold.
I'm for one, I'm really glad the Soviets don't exist anymore, and I'm glad we got rid of them.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I'm really glad.
Poot in or poot out?
Poot out. 100%. Poot out.
Well, we actually put poot
Hannah,
in there, essentially.
Poot in or poot out? Paula, poot in or poot out?
It's complicated.
Melissa?
I'm putting in.
Nathan, put in, put out.
I don't know.
Laura, put in, put out.
I'm putting out.
Alan, put in.
Put
out.
Put in all the way, 100%.
Wait, no one asked me.
Oh,
sure.
Well, you know, you can't put in if you don't put out.
Oh, it doesn't make sense.
That's not interesting.
Maybe.
It's
that
brought to
awful.
You by
really sorry.
The Jerfin Melinda Gates Foundation. The Jerfin Melinda Gates Foundation has been coming together once every couple of years to make a Chex mix that is vegan and also contains cumin. The Jerfin and Melinda Gates Foundation rings the bell. Whenever you need a bell,
wrong.
The Jerfin Melinda Gates Foundation is there for you.
Yes.
That's Not Interesting is also brought to you by
the
Shape Store. Now out of business, but not for long. Counterfeit shapes will not stop the Shape Store. The Jerfin Melinda Gates Foundation is... stepped in and brought the Shape Store back. Come down to the store and come and get your triangle. Come and
care.
Get your square.
I don't care what kind of square you need. I'm gonna make it.
Come and get your circle. Your pirate circle is helping people all over the world.
It's okay if it's not up to code.
This is a really sick operation.
How long do these generally run?
We wish to have happy. Wish you a happy New Year.
So wait, can we go back on a week?
That's not interesting. It's a happy New Year for all of us.
Can we do a recap of 2017?
Let us do a recap of 2017. Everybody will now present their top 10 list
of 2017.
Of 2017.
Let's
start
at the top of the table.
Oh, you can't. Blurbs.
Going clockwise.
Blurbs.
Just
top
one,
10.
One or old?
Oh, yeah. How about top one, 2017?
Top one.
Top one, 2017. Starting with blurbs.
No comment.
Is that like
a shitty year?
Oh, yeah, it's
nothing.
Fuck 2017.
Hard. My top one is the death of net neutrality. Fuck net neutrality. I want to pay more.
This episode has been brought to you by paying more for the internet. You've actually paid more to listen to this. Congratulations.
We should clarify. We do accept Bitcoin.
We do accept Bitcoin donations. Look for the link in our blog.
Also, Titcoin, which is something I just made up.
Titcoin. It's the newest.
That's been around for some time.
The newest cryptocurrency on the market.
Are you putting Bitcoin on?
Mark Ruffalo? Oh,
I think you fucked that up.
I did. Wait, no.
I thought I heard Mark Ruffalo typed out.
Should we keep going around the table?
Yeah, my top one of what?
Top one of 2017. Top one of 2017 coming from Hannah live from California.
She's
Skyped. We got Hannah on the line.
We got Hannah on the line.
Caller.
Caller.
Where are you calling from?
This side of Jeff's table.
Wow, it's great to have you with us tonight. What can I do for you?
Oh.
Caller, are you there?
No. I've hung up already.
Okay, well, what's your number one? What's the best thing to happen to you all year?
Visiting the list, Merlinda and Jerf.
Yes! Amazing. What are you typing?
Robert Siegel.
Robert Siegel, just because he retired?
He retired, he's gonna die.
You're right.
Garrison Keillor.
Ooh.
Garrison.
He had a sex scandal.
He did have a sex scandal. Alright, I'm up.
Hatred for Garrison Keillor runs in his family.
I hate Garrison Keillor.
I've never liked him before.
Yeah.
Always grossed me out.
What about Tom Hanks?
He's already on the list.
Always grosses me out.
I don't have any problem with Tommy.
Me neither.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Losers. All right,
so my number one of 2017 was meeting the love of my life, Denise the cat. Followed by having you guys here.
I mean, Denise is pretty great.
She has weird lips.
She does, yes. Also,
you'll
I really like the Twin Peaks reboot. I like seeing the Melvins.
Yeah, it's just number one.
Oh, sorry.
You already fucked it up.
Yeah, Twin Peaks would be number
Let's
one.
Let's start this over.
And Miss Laura.
Number one of 2017.
Laura, number one, 2017, go.
I don't have one. This is the worst year ever.
Yeah, fuck this year.
Let's just shut this shit
my
down.
My kitty cat, Smooshy, the love of my life, the apple of my eye, he died.
Poor Smoosh.
Oh, no.
We
sorry.
Love Smoosh.
Is that number one?
It's just why there can be
it's
nothing
negative
good.
Negative one.
Oh.
Negative
one.
Poor Smoosh. He was a sweet boy.
He was the best kitty cat ever
was. He was a good man.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
We
love Nathan, number one, 2017.
Y'all bought a house this year?
You guys bought a house? Oh, yeah.
That did happen.
Was it best or worst? I mean, like,
what's your
decision
number,
for the next 30 years?
It's your number one. Whatever the number one is, it can be worst or best.
15, depending.
Me too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Worst
slash best. Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent choice.
Yeah.
Oh, is Ann Coulter on this list?
Oh, put it on the list. Put Ann Coulter on the list.
So, if we're talking about the internet, there's a thing I want to talk about that
wait,
is happening on Twitter that I don't understand. And that's Zelda is the boy.
Does no one else know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
I'm not on Twitter.
It was, like, old. I feel like that was
it is old already.
I feel like that's, like, also from the 80s as well. I don't know.
Do people still talk about Zelda? Is there a new Zelda game?
I think
there was
a
new Zelda for the Wii.
Woo.
Do you want, like, a sticky thing to, like, stick on?
Yeah, I feel like it's
really
good.
I have these felt
Yeah, we can get more chairs in here.
Is
this
still
I don't
want
to attach anything to my typewriter. So
okay.
It's just a little
bit
of
okay.
I really get pictures of my
They might be tired. Yay! Guys, come back in April and we'll see Tammy Jean.
Alan, it's your turn.
It's all in Pittsburgh. My temper will play the entire Flood album.
Nice.
Oh!
It was
really fun.
What was your number one?
This one day in July, I was walking outside and there was like this really like warm breeze against my face. And I licked my lips, and it was, cooling. I cooled my lips down, and then I looked out at the sky, and there were no clouds. It was just a completely blue screen. And that's when I realized this was all a fucking simulation. I know you're all here to try to kill me, and I'm going to stop you from doing that. You won't get away with it. I will kill all of you before you can kill me.
That's
you
not
motherfuckers,
interesting.
You won't get away with it.
That's,
I'm on to all of you.
That's peak not interesting.
Brought to you by
the Shape Store.
Aluminium.
ShopRite foil wrap.
This episode has been brought to you by the Jerf and Melinda Gates Foundation. Aluminium. The Shape Store. And Shakespeare.
Ooh,
Shakespeare
yeah,
is here.
Yeah.
Come and get it.
Gang stalking.
We're following you. There's no escape.
Wait, Melissa.